Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. The Ministry of Labor, Employment, Veterans and Social Affairs of the Republic of Serbia is responsible for ensuring the protection, rights and financial support of military invalids, civilian war invalids and their family members, and maintains a single record of data of beneficiaries of the right in the field of veterans and disability protection. According to data from December 2022, the records include 630 civilian war invalids, 214 family members of deceased civilian war invalids and family members of civilian war victims, 122 deceased civilian war invalids, as well as 92 family members of civilian war victims. All persons recorded were injured by anti-personnel mines or other explosive remnants of war. In addition to the law of the rights of veterans, war invalids, civilian war invalids, and members of their family, the Republic of Serbia has adopted 14 bylaws in order to regulate the manner of exercising rights in more detail. The Republic of Serbia also applies the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Estimating the previous year, 2022, the Republic of Serbia provided financial resources in the budget in total amount about 700,000 euros, of which 275 euros for spa and climate recovery of military invalids, civilian war invalids and beneficiaries of family disability benefits, and for support to Association of Veterans and Invalids in total amount about 425,000 euros. The Republic of Serbia has provided budget funds for such purposes in current year 2023 and will strive to continue with the same intensity in 2024. In 2022, the first project to help victims was started in cooperation with the Mine Action Center, which is being implemented thanks to donor funds placed through the ITF, International Foundation for Enhancing Human Security. This project provides the rehabilitation and medical care of victims of anti-personnel mines. The Ministry of Labor, Employment and of Veterans and Social Affairs, has prioritized the person who will be referred to rehabilitation and medical care at the University Rehabilitation Institute of Soča in Slovenia. In October 2022, one person was referred for assessment and then for rehabilitation process, and three more persons as well as in 2023. Rehabilitation lasts two and a half weeks, and the project includes the replacement of medical and technical aids. The Republic of Serbia wants a better standard for its citizens and pays special attention to people with disabilities, victims of anti-personnel mines, and will always be involved in all activities that affect the development of society awareness of empower victims of anti-personnel mine. Thank you, Mr. President.